Noah Rothman writes for Commentary Magazine. He'll join us in just a second. But definitely, I've watched the president since he wasn't president, since he came down the escalator. And I thought, man, this guy can command a big stage. But now, after watching him all these months and through the campaign and the transition and now this 8 months into his presidency, not that I'm concerned about his mental stability. I'm really not. Partisan bickering, as Noah wrote.
Yeah, he is who he is. I mean, that's his personality. It would be tough. It would seem to me it would be hard to have that personality where you always seem to have to be right.
Partisan bickering over the president's mental capacity is not new, and we're going to talk with Noah about that in a second. But certainly the tale of two presidents here, just looking at his rally in Phoenix and his speech to the American Legion here. Take a listen at the tale of two Trumps.
We cannot remain a force for peace in the world if we are not at peace with each other.
Believe me, we have plenty of anarchists. They don't want to talk about the anarchists.
A wound inflicted upon a single member of our community.
They've got clubs and they've got everything. Antifa!
Is a wound inflicted upon us all.
It is time to heal the wounds that divide us.
It's a very dishonest media, those people right up there.
A new unity based on the common values that unite us.
And I really think they don't like our country. I really believe that.
When one part of America hurts, we all hurt.
These are sick people.
And when one citizen suffers an injustice, we all suffer together.
I went to better schools than they did. I was a better student than they were.
We are one people with one home and one great flag.
I hit them with everything. I got the white supremacists, the neo-Nazi. I got them all in there.
We have no division too deep for us to heal.
Yeah. KKK, we have KKK. I got them all.
There is no challenge too great for us to conquer.
The only people giving a platform to these hate groups is the media itself.
The media itself. You know, people like Associate Editor at Commentary, Noah Rothman, who joins us now on WLS. Noah, does this guy just play to the room every single time, or is he just kind of a split personality? Your thoughts?
He plays to the room every time. He's great at reading a room. He knows exactly what a room wants, and he gives it to them. And that's his talent as a performer, which the president was for the better part of the latter part of his career before he became a politician. That's not necessarily a great skill when your instinct is to provide really raw red meat to a very select, narrow audience. The majority of the president's base loves this. The president's base isn't that big, and the rest of the country is not especially amenable to this kind of language, as much as it plays in the press. The polls indicate that the president has a problem appealing to a larger group. So when he speaks like he does on the teleprompter and then turns around 12 hours later and behaves as he did on the campaign trail, it tells you exactly what you need to know about what the president really believes.
I guess my question would be, how does this guy capture the hearts and minds of the everyday working American out there getting his hands dirty, you know, saying, I got a better education, yet he has this small base of hardworking Americans? It's impressive to me that he can do that, because I would think that if you were in a bar with this guy and you were an iron worker, you'd want to whoop up on the guy. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, there's many theories about why this plays with the base that it plays with. I think I subscribe to the notion that it's less about what he says and more about how people react to it. It's very much about the nature of his opposition and being antagonistic and provocative, and the people who he antagonizes and provokes are more important than what's actually said. If nobody reacted to any of this, I don't think it would play as well with the base that is attracted to it.
Do you know, after 8 years of the very professorial Barack Obama, the very definition of an Eastern elite, you know, then all of a sudden Donald Trump, and I said this from the get-go, I go, the man can command a stage. I haven't seen anybody in my lifetime that could command a stage like that, maybe with the possible exception of Bill Clinton. You have to go back to William Jennings Bryan and other people, Huey Long, that could get up there and just stir, as you said, a sliver, but a very vocal sliver.
Yeah, precisely. And I mean, politics is the game of addition, right? And the president doesn't seem all that interested in playing that game. His best weapon is his adversaries and Democrats who are disinclined to be proportional in their outrage to everything that Donald Trump does in a daily basis, and the fact that they are a very narrow political minority that is hostage to a radicalized base. Without that, if you had a much more broader positioned Democratic Party with representation in more red districts and moderates who are prominent, and an activist base on the ground that wasn't obsessed with identity politics, Donald Trump would be in a lot more trouble than he is. His best position are Democrats right now.
Noah Rothman with John and Ray. Question for you, Noah, is does Bannon being on the outside of the White House, does that help or does it hurt Donald Trump?
I think it hurts eventually. I mean, we haven't seen it yet. But Steve Bannon's belief is that he's out there to support Trump and Trumpism to the extent that he has defined it himself in his head. And we saw that in an interview that he gave to the American Prospect about a couple hours before he was dismissed, in which he subtly undermined the president's strategy to use China to separate China's relationship with North Korea, to undermine the strategy with North Korea entirely, and to light a fire again under his big, great fixation, which is the glorious Sino-American trade war that he's obsessed with. That's what he thinks Trumpism is. And that's what he's going to agitate for on the outside. So when he thinks he's helping, it's really just undermining what the president is actually doing.
It also gives the president plausible deniability if he wants to go that direction. He says, look, I'm not doing this. Breitbart's doing this. My fingerprints aren't on it. So we'll see how it works out. Noah, thank you very much for your time this morning. We're going to tweet out a link to your pieces to our listeners, and we'll look for you up and down cable news, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care. That's Noah Rothman joining us here on WDLS.